It's the radio segment that left its blinker on for the last 4 miles just so you could get a good look at his tailpipe.
Oh, hello.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, except we're better because we have a laser, and as other people just don't. This first laser story is out of San Diego, California. Around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday, an alarm went off at a Wells Fargo bank branch. Mm. And when the cops got there, they found a guy had broken a window to get inside the bank after hours.
Yeah.
But the interesting part of all this was where they found him. He wasn't in the teller area rummaging around to locate the money. He wasn't by the vault trying to break in.
Okay.
So where was he?
Yeah.
Cops found him in the bank's break room, attempting to microwave some Hot Pockets.
He's
a bank robber who got sidetracked. Just was really hungry.
I mean, free Hot Pockets.
Okay.
Come on, that's all I got to say.
All right.
When the police arrested him and asked if it was worth it to break into a bank just to heat up some snack food, he said, quote, "Hell yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah!
I love me some Hot Pockets."
My guy right here.
And that comment right there soared across the internet at lightning speed.
Of course it did.
Because 24 hours later, the man had 100 free packets of Hot Pockets waiting for him when he made bail.
No way.
So he did kind of strike it rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but really, there's other places that have...
I don't care what I'm breaking into. I could be in, you know, the White House. I see a Hot Pocket, boom, I'm eating it up. I'm sorry.
That just shows you nothing bad can happen when you enter a bank.
Yeah.
Only good things can come out of it. God bless America.
That's what we learned.
I guess if it's ham and cheese, I understand.
See, you get
all right.
This next laser story is out of Sacramento County, California. Earlier this week, a guy was driving drunk at 2 a.m. when he swerved off the road and crashed into a pond.
Not good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just any pond. This was a liquid manure storage pond at a dairy farm.
No!
Yeah. Oh, out of all the ponds. That's the pond.
A guy's car was only partially submerged, so his life was never in any real danger.
Oh, can you imagine the slow sink?
I mean, when do you realize what has happened?
Yeah, exactly.
The only damage that may have happened is if he may have passed out from the smell and hit his head on the steering wheel. But luckily, he didn't do that. He stayed awake the entire time and drunkenly kept dialing 911 to try and tell them where he was. Finally, after being stuck in the manure pond for 2 hours...
Oh my God, that is so long.
The firefighters came and they pulled him out.
Good!
Right, who drew the short stick on that one?
Now he's facing DUI charges.
Yeah.
As he should.
Right.
This next laser story is out of Food News.
Ooh, that's always fun.
I love it.
Breakfast has gotten so much more creative in recent weeks with Tiny Pancake cereal taking over the internet.
Oh,
I'm
going to
try it.
You remember we talked about that on the show?
I don't.
Yeah, where
I
people
it.
Make itty bitty pancakes and then put it in a bowl like cereal and put the milk in it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Well, the trend has been so popular that people are finding tons of ways to make their own mini recipes, including tiny waffle cereal.
That's Brooke.
How would you make that, though? Would you have a tiny little waffle iron?
They also came up with baby donut cereal.
Donuts.
But there's a new one out there that's poised to take the crown. I'm talking about miniature croissant cereal.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
It looks so good.
We've got a picture up in the studio here.
Yes.
According to food bloggers, mini croissant cereal might be the most mesmerizing cereal yet because the tiny croissant pieces are just so darn cute.
Oh my God, they are. But French people hate us. That's not how you're supposed to eat croissants. That looks amazing.
If you're not quite an expert baker, the cereal's actually a lot easier to make than you might think.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds hard.
I mean, does it include like the canned croissants? Is that what we're talking about?
Pretty much. People are using pre-made croissant dough, like the tubes of Pillsbury dough that you buy for full-size croissants, and then they're cutting those into smaller triangles to roll into little miniature croissants.
Oh, I can get those. Those things are so good.
Crescent rolls, dude.
Oh my God.
I can kill a whole tube.
Dude, or the orange Danish. Have you heard the
orange Danish?
Oh my god. Got that popping sound.
Oh, that's a scary one.
We're super healthy on
this show.
We've had every variety of Pillsbury.
You can go see a picture of the mini croissant cereal on the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram page. You can try that for yourself. You might just love it. Also, if you could make a mini cronut cereal.
Oh, now you're talking.
Definitely let us know because we want to see and taste that. This next laser story is over in Thailand. Last weekend, police arrested a 24-year-old guy for a despicable crime. According to the authorities, he was accused of stealing and having intimate relations with over 100 pairs of flip-flops.
And where do you get all those flip-flops?
Apparently it's true. Detectives have been trying to track him for a while, and they had evidence the man had stolen 126 pairs of flip-flops out of people's homes.
Oh, God, this is the whole time. They thought he just had a foot fetish. Oh.
Reports say
flip-flop issue.
Detectives who spotted him would follow him back to his apartment and videotape the man caressing and kissing the flops, then rubbing them all over his body.
Oh my God,
and
so not
eventually
sanitary.
He would become completely intimate with them.
Oh my gosh.
No word on why detectives waited so long to arrest him, but the man had been doing this for close to 2 years.
What?
They're just doing it for fun now. They're like, dude, look, flip-flop boy's back.
How could this go on for 2 years before they made an arrest?
We don't have enough evidence. We don't have enough. We've only 99 pairs right now.
The one says 100.
That's right. Authorities say the man was constantly on the prowl and needed a different pair every time whenever his urges became too much.
Tell me he didn't return the pairs back to their owners.
Oh, man.
I don't think so. Okay. I think they were pretty much destroyed.
Yeah.
Also, officers noticed he didn't discriminate.
Oh.
His collection included flip-flops in all sizes, colors, and styles.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Open-minded flip-flop.
Open-minded flip-flop rapist. So now he's facing multiple charges for theft. Plus, he's making weird fetish global headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know. It's super freaking weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who's been making love to shoes for way more than 2 years.
That's a segue.
He's never going to be arrested, this saucy young fellow. That's the sound of a turtle humping the shoe. It means Laser Stories has come to an end. We'll do it again same time on Monday.